Mother Claire began. Today, dear family, we had a rosary and a requiem mass for those slain on Halloween, and it was very deep. The souls present all wanted to be there, and all prayed from the heart, and you could really feel it. Afterwards, we shared some of the experience they had when interceding for the innocent victims, but I didn't have anything to share. I was very proud of them, because I could see them getting closer to the Lord. But lately, I felt some difficulty in getting close to Him, and I wondered if I had done something to cause that. To be honest with you, dear ones, I know I have fallen short in some areas, and if I were the Lord, I would distance myself a bit from one like myself. But Our Lady knew how I was feeling, and she immediately brought it up. And if she sounds just like Jesus, that's because she is totally united to Him. Blessed Mother began, Your family is growing, maturing, and bringing forth fruit. Do not be sad that they have something to share when you don't. This is by God's design, both for your humility and to let each one come into their own in the community and shine. They are beautiful souls, Claire, your children, born from your marriage to Ezekiel, and that each of you are united to Jesus. It is only right that they should increase and you should decrease. But I don't want you to feel as though He has rejected you. This is not the case at all. He is just bringing forth the joy of seeing your children mature and stand on their own. How beautiful it is that they are coming into their own. Yes, Mother, I am so grateful for this, and I know it is the Lord's doing. I have just been there for our family, sharing what He has given me, and He in turn has given the increase for them to rise to fulfill their stature. I am thrilled with them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for feeding them and giving the increase to their beautiful souls. Oh, thank you so much. Holy Spirit began, Little Claire, is it such a great thing to water these delicate flowers each day? They are the planting of the Lord in His garden through your hard work and prayers and cooperation with His mother. I watch with delight each day as they choose the better way, to walk the higher road and enter in through the narrow gate. This gives me such pleasure and joy, as does working with you. I do wish you could recognize how happy I am when we work together. You have far more condemnation every day that keeps you riveted to Satan's mirror, when he, in fact, is the one who deserves the condemnation. I truly wish for you to delight in working with me, as I find delight in working with you. Really? Yes, really and truly. I want you to enjoy our cooperation in all areas, music, art, messages, because truly, we are a team, and it is the joyful work of heaven that we do together. Try to keep this in mind when you set out to work. You are not alone. Both Mary and I are with you to help, inspire, protect, and cause you to bring forth the anointing. Holy Spirit, you make me smile. That was precisely my intention, little one, and I promise you, you are little. Very little indeed. But what about pride? All of you have this in one degree or another, but the more you can enjoy me, the less you will be prone to pride. You have come a long way in this. Can't you feel it? I always fear deception. Holy Spirit continued, That is healthy, but not if it fully occupies your mind so that you can enjoy me. I really want you to enjoy me. And to all heart dwellers, I work with each of you just as I do with Mother Claire. What I wish for her goes for you as well. Please enjoy the creative work you undertake. I am there with you, always, even waiting for you to recognize that you are working with me. You are not alone. You know when we have worked together, there is a resolution that brings sweetness and many times even answers that seemed to be impossible. For instance, with your recording equipment, when it malfunctions, don't I always help you solve it? When you can't find something and ask for my help, does it not appear immediately before your very eyes? It's a miracle every time. Well, I wish to stress to this my family of heart dwellers that each of you has something they were born to do, whether it is raising children, caring for an infirmed husband, leading a community, or teaching. All of you have been equipped to do something very special and particular according to the gifts you were given. And my great joy is to help you find that task and work with you to accomplish it. I know I have grieved you when I have wasted time by allowing myself to be distracted. I am happy to see your resolution of faithfulness and turning down the many invitations to do something different than what I am there to help you do. You are growing. Please, my sweet family, do not allow your life to end in distractions with nothing done that you were called to do. Please do not hearken to the flesh or the devils when you set out to do a task you were anointed for. Please be ruthless with both your flesh and the enemy. Turn away from them, resolving not to be drawn off course. It is, in fact, a very rare soul that does all they were born to do. Be one of those rare souls and bring us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, supreme joy in your obedience and well-directed lives. You see, each of you are a puzzle piece that fits with other pieces in the plan of salvation of even just one soul. You were born for this purpose, to glorify God and to bring the gospel to the lost. So if you allow distractions and worthless things to occupy your time, you will never succeed in your mission. So take hold of that mission. Count yourself highly blessed to know what you are to do in your life, because not all souls know that, and apply yourself to do your part as I work with you, and together we shall bring forth the fruit of salvation from our efforts. Oh, how I love to work with you. Please keep that in mind. It is my delight, and you all are my delight. Later in the evening, St. Padre Pio came to me and said, I want you to stop being so sad. You have brought forth a beautiful family with the Lord. Please, Claire. So don't be sad and gloomy. You have much to rejoice over both here and in heaven. I will see you there soon. Really? Is it still soon? Mother Claire asked eagerly. I heard laughter in the background. I told you she'd ask that. It was members of the great cloud of witnesses laughing over my predictability. Knowing I wouldn't let his comment rest, of course I would grill him about when. He conceded with a good-natured smile, Yes, daughter, soon. Then St. Francis stepped forward and said, Hold fast, you are proceeding in the right direction. This is what I wanted for you, truly. You are doing what I have desired of you. Put away this toxic sadness and live in the joy from within that is your portion. Please. I'll try. Good. Mother Claire continued, All I can say is that I wanted to do this more perfectly. We've made lots of mistakes. I've made lots of mistakes, and I wish we could be more penitent, but it comes slowly. There are some who couldn't handle the kind of penance I wish we had. This community is made up of some common folk like me, who love Jesus with all their hearts, but are far from being stellar successes in life. He is taking our little and multiplying it. Oh, how he loves to raise up the lowly and give them privileges that the educated are too intelligent to receive. Take heart, you lowly ones. He will make you shine like the stars in the sky if you give him your 5 loaves and 2 fishes.